on the line, spokesman for the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses. Ward Young, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
You say you care about the animals. Why release that footage of the horse dying?
Look, it's absolutely distressing footage. We know that. But the one who suffers the most is that horse who died, not the people who have to watch it. And
well, yeah, but you say you care about the dignity of the animals. And that undermines the very dignity of a dying animal.
No, we care about the welfare of horses. And as I'm sure you know, we've seen far too many horses be killed in jumps races, and we have the same lines trotted out by the racing industry every year, and nothing is ever done to try and stop these horses dying.
But you are exploiting the death of this horse to make a political point.
No, certainly we're not exploiting.
Well, you released the video. One of your film people filmed it, didn't they?
That's right. Yes.
And they filmed on their camera phone.
So what do we do, Neil? Do we just keep pulling green screens around horses and let them die and let the party go on?
Well, if you care, have
a sensible conversation about this and campaign for change within the racing industry so that this never has to happen again?
Are you denying that you're exploiting the death of that animal?
I am denying, because we're not exploiting. We're an animal welfare organisation. We don't exploit animals. We're here, you know, volunteering our time and our efforts to try and make the racing industry less cruel and more ethical, so that this is more enjoyable for the punters and more enjoyable for the racehorse.
Within minutes of the death, you had a protest going, placards being waved, you've filmed the animal dying and you've released it to the broader media. That is not exploiting the death of the animal?
No, it's not, Neil. It's raising awareness about a very prominent issue that happens quite regularly in horse racing. Most people don't know that on average, a horse dies every 2.9 days on Australian racetracks, but we're only hearing about it because it's the high profile of the Melbourne Cup. We would prefer that no horse has to die in horse racing, and that the racing industry did everything in their physical power to ensure that no horses can be prevented.
Just say with the footage, what does it achieve releasing that footage other than bring attention to your campaign?
Well, what does it, you know, we're having this conversation right now about animal welfare, so that the focus has
been... No, I'm having this conversation about your hypocrisy in releasing the video.
Well, it's not hypocrisy. What it does is it generates discussion about animal welfare so that we can bring about changes within the racing industry.
Well, you're just
because
describing...
Because otherwise the party just goes on and nobody spares a thought for the poor racehorse who loses its life. They pay the ultimate price.
Look, you're well entitled to run that campaign. I agree with that. You can run the campaign. What I'm objecting to is the hypocrisy in exploiting something you say you abhor. If it's so bad, what have you done other than exploit it?
Well, we haven't exploited it. As I've said to you, we've raised awareness about it. It's exactly the same as with jumps racing. When we film the jumps races, we give that to the media because it puts pressure on the racing industry.
Yeah, it's not the moment of death. I mean, this may well have been the moment of death. Do you know why the horse died? Are you relating it to the weight it carried or to the whip, or do you know why?
Look, as far as we're aware, that particular horse died of a heart attack, and I think that indicates, you know, how far these horses can be pushed.
Okay, so is that related to the race, or is it possible it would have dropped dead in the paddock?
Well, look, it certainly can be related to the race, and you know, it might not, but what we do know is that a large number of horses are dying every year on Australian racetracks, and we want the racing industry to do more so that we're not just going about it and just accepting that.
So, what could have been done?
Comes with the champagne and celebration.
What could have been done to prevent the death of that horse?
Well, look, we think that a large number of horses who die in Australian racing is due to excessive use of the whip, like overdriving and overworking these animals, pushing them beyond their physical capability.
It's the whip. The whip.
Yep, the whip is one issue, and 2-year-old racing is the other, because horses are raced while they're underdeveloped. And more than half of the horses who died in Australian racing last year were raced as 2-year-olds.
And what about Araldo, broken leg, spooked by the crowd? I mean, this is going to happen if you have crowds at horse race meetings, isn't it?
Yeah, well, look, it probably will, and it's absolutely tragic and unfortunate.
Oh,
and
tragic.
You know, I guess the racing industry will look into those specific circumstances to see if anything can be prevented because that horse was spooked by the crowd.
You accept that most people in racing actually care about horses?
Look, I do think that a lot of people who work with the horses do have a genuine care and you know, passion for those horses. But what we're saying is that, you know, we need to take our blinkers off and stop just accepting that this comes part and parcel with the package of racing, and that we need to try and, you know, bring about some measures here so that this doesn't happen.
You describe this as a tragedy. Really? It's an animal. I mean, it's sad, it's ugly, nobody wants animals to suffer. A tragedy is children dying of cancer.
Well, look, it's very tragic. It's tragic to everybody who had to see it. I don't trivialize
it. You made sure a lot of people saw it by sending the video around.
We did, because people need to be aware. Okay. People need to.
But
you're
saying it's tragic that people saw it, but you made sure they saw it.
It's tragic that it happened, and we want to make sure that everything is done within our power to make sure it never happens again.
Thank you for your time. Ward Young from the Coalition Protection of Racehorses.